Sly's got a story that she's been holding off on telling me just so she can share it with you, our lovely audience, and me and get my raw response. So I'm really curious. Okay, you're already laughing. You got to get it together.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
All right, we're starting with some doo-doos again.
We're playing Jeopardy.
Okay. We're playing Jeopardy?
We're playing Jeopardy.
Okay.
I am going to read you the answer.
Oh, no.
Or the long definition. I don't know. Just, you know, you get the one word answer at the end. So I'm going to read you what my kids said. And you get to tell me what they're talking about. I'll reveal the answer at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Might possibly need an explicit content warning.
Of course we do.
But might not. It depends on your audience.
Okay.
And I quote, "The pink is nice and warm, but when it's red and bloody, it's gross." Go ahead. What are my students talking about? This is middle school boys, by the way. Let me clarify that.
I do not want to answer this question.
So you just think on that throughout the episode.
Are we
listeners
already going to like straight into the like this goes into the end of the podcast segment? Like
no, this is the fun little intro where we come up with a little brain teaser and we let the audience
like
just kind of marinate on it. And that may or may not have been a hint. And they, you know, get the answer at the end of the podcast, and then they go back and they listen to the beginning again and go, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I will trust you. Not sure that I should.
Because let me tell you, my face when they said it, because they're middle schoolers, I was both shocked and appalled and then realized that I am the adult in the situation and I should probably not react to this with my adult sense of humor.
Or your face.
Yeah. And let's talk about how many things my face says without permission.
We've talked about it before. That's
so many
why
things.
I made that comment. But yeah.
I found a shirt that says, "I can shut my mouth, but you can read the captions on my face."
Yes. I think we've talked about this because like, it's man. Perfect for both of us. So, okay. So totally unrelated, but it is. You'll see where I'm going with this. I'm, you know, the dance and the pep coach for the school. And the biggest thing that my girls do is concentrate on the dance that they're doing on their face while performing. And so we have this thing where you're like, fix your face, right? I need you to fix your face, fix your face. So my assistant coach and I have decided that we're going to make t-shirts, or by we, I mean me. I'm going to make t-shirts that say fix your face for their tryouts in a couple weeks.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And just wear them for the audition day.
My kids do the exact same thing when they're singing. I'm like, hey, y'all, can you look like you're happy to be here?
Right.
Because you look like it is either be here and sing or be beheaded. Like you look like those are your only two options and both are equally painful.
Well, the juxtaposition of your entire rest of your body looks like it's enjoying what it's doing because you're dancing and your face looks terrified and concentrating on whatever is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. In order to find out the answer to Sly's Jeopardy question, you need to listen to the very end of the podcast. I'm going to be including it after the outro.
Welcome to Bad Teacher Tales, real talk stories and advice for teachers and those who love them, where each week we share the good, the bad, and the what the hell of daily teacher life. We'll expose workplace woes that range from unrealistic to impossibly asinine. We'll postulate on parental problems and admin antics. We might even learn a helpful tip or trick. And while we may be bad teachers, we will always leave remembering our why. Those beautiful, bright, baffling students. With your hosts, Scara and Sly. The opinions read in this episode do not necessarily reflect those of the hosts or Bad Teacher Tales. Some language and situations may be unsuitable for children. Ironic, I know. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, episode 8. Season 2, episode 8. Can you believe that we are here already?
That's insane.
It's
I can't
really
believe it's
weird.
Episode 8.
I can't believe I've edited 7 episodes already.
this season. That's not even counting last season.
That is so correct. And I keep feeling like I'm a new podcaster, and then people will ask me about it and I'll be like, yeah, season two. And then I'm like, does that make me new still?
I don't know. I'm not the authority on this.
I mean, neither am I, obviously, because I'm still just learning. Episode 8, How Did I Know? This is from a middle school teacher in Sugar Land, Texas.
I already feel like I know how this one's going to go.
I'm sure everyone remembers when they felt like their teacher could read their minds. There's just these moments when your teacher calls you out on something before you even do it. Well, I got to experience that firsthand as a teacher. Students think they're slick, but they are actually very obvious when they are doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Like, we can't tell that they're texting because, like, you normally sit and smile at your own crotch. Right. Like, that's a totally normal thing.
While your hands move. This is going somewhere weird. I don't
think. No. You added the weird part that time. That one was not my fault.
That time.
Hey, it's bound to happen once in a while.
Well, my favorite is when they're supposed to be like watching a movie or taking a quiz on the tablets and their fingers are moving like crazy, right? Like full speed. And I'm like, pretty sure you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
My students find Dreambox to be absolutely hilarious. Like, Dreambox math makes them laugh so much during class.
Why?
Because they're not doing Dreambox. They're watching videos.
Right. Exactly.
I'm like, really? I didn't know math was that funny. I wish math was funny when I learned it, because it was really boring when I learned it.
And still is when I have to do it.
Exactly. I was like, I'm pretty sure the taxes that I'm going to have to sit down and do in a couple weeks are not going to have me ROLF.
Dyslexia. Rolling on the laughing floor.
It's been a long day.
Well, this one day, a group of boys sat together in the back corner of the classroom. Red flag number one.
I was just thinking that. I was like, that goes nowhere good.
They had all put their backpacks on the table between me and their hands. Red flag number two. Okay, look, see?
Got it.
Backpack parking. Backpack parking. Mm-hmm. It solves lots of problems. They were giggling and looking at me frequently.
Wanna red say flag it? Number three.
There you go. At this
and
point,
four. Looking at you and giggling.
Oh, correct.
That's definitely yes. Three and four.
At this point, I decide to make a wide circle around the room, not going directly toward these boys, but just slowly making my way in the opposite direction and then back towards them again. I have totally done this and a lot recently, and I have a mirror in my room, a full-size mirror. So this one boy, he regularly comes into my room and checks himself out in the mirror and then proceeds to sit in front of the mirror in a way that I can see whatever it is that he's doing. I'm like, you went from the mirror to your seat. You know it's there. You know how mirrors work, right?
No, they don't.
The giggling continues, as well as the term, no balls, repeated ad nauseum.
Oh, God.
Oh. I can't. Okay.
Just continue with the story at this point, because what else are you going to say?
What I'm going to say is that on days that I want to reward my students, or they can actually earn with this reward point system thing that I have in my class, and they can get a day, like an outside field day kind of, right? And I have balls to play with.
Giggity.
And I always forget to monitor how I phrase that before I say, if you want to play with balls, come get them from my bench.
Well, at least you didn't say if you want to play with my balls. I mean, that could
have
been a lot
worse. I probably
have.
I just now monitored myself.
Did I? I don't know if I've told that story on here. My very first day of school, of my very first year of teaching, my very first class, told a seventh grade boy that I had balls out loud. In front of the whole class. He was like, can we play silent ball? How do you play silent ball? Well, you need balls. I have balls. And I just stopped and I stared at him in the closet. I have balls in the closet. It was really awkward.
I think you have told that story in like season one. I don't know if it made it.
I can't remember.
I know you told it. But oh my gosh.
It's inappropriate to ask students to play with your balls.
It really is.
Scara. It's not okay.
No. And I can't tell them to come get my balls either. Or if you have any balls, like there's so many phrases. Just and I'm like, I don't know what else to call them. The field day toys? Like that's not any better.
Nope. If you need a ball, come get a ball. That's
and then they'll catch that I'm like literally monitoring myself if I say it that way.
Yep. So we have UIL and we're getting ready for that next week. And my boys are singing a song that starts, well, the title is called Sons of Art. And the first words of the song are, come all you sons of art. And so one of the comments that was given to them is that they need to put a little extra oomph on the C of the word come. And you can't just say the word come on its own in a class of 7th and 8th grade boys. Because I did that once and oh, did I take your advice? I looked, what's funny? Can you explain? And they're like, no. I was like, you can explain it to me or we can explain it to your mom on the phone. I'd love to hear. And they're like, it's not funny. I'm like, yeah, I didn't think it was. And then so today, after telling them, like, look, I've lectured 4 out of 4 classes so far today. Please do not be the 5th. We're going to sing this song and I need you to be mature. Bring the maturity today because we are going to have to work on these hard consonant C's and K's and T's. And I need you to be able to do that without busting into giggles because I really am not here for it today. And they're like, oh, we got you. We know what we're going to do. I'm like, yeah, great. Let's do it. Not be stupid about it.
So back to no balls. No balls. Repeated ad nauseum. Red flag number 4 or 5 with your count.
Yep.
As I slowly am making my way towards them, their side of the table comes into view.
Oh, no.
I see a Ziploc bag full of crushed powdered goldfish. It's very crushed. Basically bright orange dust. Next to the bag, one of the boys has a torn strip of paper that he is rolling into a straw. Red flag number 5. I take all of this information in about a millisecond. And then I say,
oh no.
Don't snort the goldfish.
I came to that conclusion right before you read the punchline. I'm like, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how they made a straw out of a piece of paper. I'm like, what is that? I know what we're about to do.
Yeah, when I was reading this, it was the straw that, well, only because of the foreshadowing, right? So she knew that they were about to do something before they did it, right? And then once I read about the straw, I'm like, oh, good Lord.
Goldfish don't even taste that good. Well, I can't imagine they smell any better. Ew.
It's like Tide Pods all over again.
I can't. This generation will forever be known as the Tide Pod generation. I always will never not be able to call them anything else.
Immediately, all the boys exclaim, yo, how did you know? I'm sure from their point of view, I read their minds, but any teacher with half a brain would have figured that out. Crushed dust plus small straw in the hands of boys taunting each other and saying, no balls, means someone is about to snort something stupid. We have an educator gift today.
Whoop, whoop.
And this one is from an ELA teacher in Houston, Texas. And she says, she has titled this Love Spell.
Being into Harry Potter, this makes me very curious.
I received a particularly interesting gift from one of my ESL students. ESL being...
Like I'm really cold.
Sly just like freaked the heck out.
Had like a whole body convulsion because the air conditioning blew like right down the neck of my hoodie and like all the way down my back. And I detest being cold. So like, oh my God.
Okay. All right. Let me know when you're ready. Would you like the heat on?
No, I just need that thing to stop moving.
Okay. Well, that's Wally. He provides heat and air. ESL being English as the second language student. Now they're called ELLs. We've discussed this, I think.
English language learners.
There we go. typically, when they get to general education, ELA, their English skills are proficient enough to understand most conversations in the classroom. This student spoke beautifully and was as sweet as can be. But when Christmas time rolled around, he ran up to me gleefully with two unwrapped boxes in his hand. He held up the boxes and said, "Miss, pick one." I looked at the boxes and inside were body sprays from Victoria's Secret. Option one was pure seduction.
Oh, yes.
Option two was love spell.
That one seems safer.
I accepted love spell since it seemed like the lesser of the two awkwardness.
I know what that smell is. I also know the other one. Those were the two smells I liked.
Well, Victoria's Secret is clearly not marketing to middle school students looking for a gift to their middle school teachers.
Nope.
So he was happy to give me the gift, and I was thankful that he thought of me. Even though I know he clearly didn't understand the names on the labels, I put a big smile on my face, opened the box, and let him smell it. Later on, a fellow coworker had a different mist, but it wasn't pure seduction. We giggled a bit on how awkward it must have been to be in Victoria's Secret with his mom, and how sweet this child was, and wondered which lucky teacher got pure seduction.
Wow. Yeah. These names on these perfumes are interesting.
So I know a parent asked a while ago a question, what do teachers like or what do they want to get? And I have too many. I need to be careful here because I know my students listen. And it's not that I don't appreciate your gifts, my children, but smells and scents are something that can be really personal and really easy to get wrong.
And they smell different on each person.
They do. And like you to can, each person.
Yeah. And you can like a smell on your best friend, but when you wear it, it doesn't smell as good.
Right. Because of pheromones and all that.
All of.
There was one student in particular who always got me Bath and Body Work products. And it was mm-hmm. just, it was hand soap, which I love, except it was like one of the few that I could not stand the smell of. And I always felt bad because I'm like, oh, I know you're trying to be so sweet. And mm-hmm. it was a popular scent for most people.
Yeah. But at the same time, they also can't get you a gift card from there to buy your own scents, because I would not be okay getting a gift card to Victoria's Secret from my students. Oh, no.
No, not Victoria's Secret.
Hard pass. Hard pass.
I thought you were talking about Bath and Body Works. Like, no, that's a fine. Great one.
Like, so because I've been, you know, reading that book series I was telling you about, I feel like Bath and Body Works is like the fantasy book. And then you've got like Victoria's Secret scent titles that are like the spicy fantasy version. It's like Bath and Body Works is like family friendly. And then you go to Victoria's Secret and
here is pure seduction.
And you're just kind of like, that escalated quickly.
Thank you for listening to Bad Teacher Tales. If you enjoyed this content, consider supporting us on Patreon. Or contribute a one-time payment to help offset monthly costs, as this is a self-produced, directed, edited, and funded production. Information and links are located in the show notes. Any support is appreciated. To submit a story for consideration, follow the link in the episode notes to the Google form. All submissions are anonymous to our listeners. For podcast updates or to interact with the host, join the Facebook group, Bad Teacher Tales-Podcast, or follow on Instagram and X at Bad Teacher Tales. Skara is a lifelong learner and educator. Recently becoming a National Board Certified Teacher, Skara serves as the Fine Arts Department Head, Head Theater Director, Dance Team, and Pep Squad Coach for her middle school. At the district level, Skara is a new teacher mentor, has written theater curriculum, and facilitates the annual Tech Design Contest. Sly has been an educator for over a decade. She has taught music ranging from pre-K to high school. Playing the bell set in fourth grade sparked a deep excitement to learn other instruments and join band in the fifth grade. She became proficient at multiple instruments throughout her years in school. Upon realizing band was the reason she showed up for school, Sly found her path, never dreaming she'd end up a choir teacher, but truly enjoying it.
The pink is warm, but the red, when it's red and bloody, it's gross. outro is such a weird word.
I can never, it took me a long time to remember it. A long time.
I feel like that's not, I feel like that has to have a better name.
Intro and outro.
No, I mean, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
But English, come on. Intro makes sense. No one says, oh, here's your outro, outroduction. Like, no one says that. Intro makes sense because it's introduction.
But you don't need an outroduction. You've already ductioned.
Oh my God. Nope. Nope. We're not even. Nope. Nope.
All right, Sly. Jeopardy time?
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Steak. They were talking about steak.
Well, I'm glad it's not what I was thinking.
It's definitely not what I was thinking when they're talking about it. Because, like, mind you, I don't even know why we were talking about steak. Nobody was eating it. Either way. So we're, because we were at the mall.
No one was eating what?
Jesus, this did not get better.
And that's why I'm putting it at the end.
Could have been tacos, but no.
No, so, no, I don't want pink meat.
No. Oh, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
I'm really glad that my mom is not listening to this episode.
Really glad.
Okay, so just so you know, my mom was supposed to sit in and listen to our recording session. And I'm kind of thankful that she's not this
probably
time.
Probably good we recorded this one first. So, yeah, no, it was steak. It is.
What were they saying about steak?
When it,
can you set this up for me? Like, yeah. What was, like, give me the precursor before. But is that like the only part of the conversation you heard?
No, they were literally speaking to me. We were having a whole conversation, and then
did you blink out on the rest of the conversation?
No, we were. Or you're just sitting there, and like the way they described it, like they got so into it. Like, this is, look at me, exactly. This is how they did it. They're like, the pink is so good, yum. But the when it's red and bloody, yuck. And I'm just like, oh my God, vaginas.
So
like,
you already knew they were talking about steak. I knew they were talking about steak. There.
But that's what it immediately was like. Because like I'm a grown adult. And I'm like, oh, y'all are in for a really interesting a couple years when you grow up.